of course, the sound of Guster. Guy's been making great music for more than 25 years now. After meeting in college at Tufts, this coming weekend they'll sponsor their second festival down in the Portland area on the ocean. It'll feature, of course, Guster, a lot of other great musicians joining, and we had a chance to talk about the whole thing as we caught up with Guster's Adam Gardner over the weekend on a tour bus in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, you've been a Maine resident for about 12 or 13 years now. Is this a chance to show off your adopted home state to musicians and fans?
Yeah, we've been a band for a long time. It's our 26 years band, and we've seen a lot of bands hosting their own festivals and have played them in Grand Point North, for example, Grace Potter's Festival up in Burlington. So cool. Why aren't we doing this? we've been doing this music thing for quite a while, but we haven't had the festival as part of it. So it was really great to be able to host that in my hometown, and it really kind of came out of my love for Portland and Maine. It was really the first place that I moved to and felt like, okay, I'm going to live out my days here happily. Like, this is it. I'm not going anywhere else. And so I just wanted, I wanted to have more of a destination weekend rather than just one night of a festival to just, to show off all that Maine is in the summer, in its prime, August. August and September are my favorite months to live in Maine. I feel like that's just the perfect time to host a weekend like this.
Absolutely. And you've got, as always, much like last year, a lot of different things going on. Friday night, you've got a performance at the State Theater, the big concert Saturday at Thompson's Point. And then Sunday, you get to take in a Sea Dogs game, which will be a lot of fun. Now, who gets the honor? Did I see that Brian may be your guy to throw out the first pitch if you get to do that?
I hope it's him, because he actually can play baseball. But somebody said that perhaps maybe we all will throw simultaneously, which will be interesting too.
Well, it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and you've invited some very talented friends. Who are the other acts that'll be performing next weekend?
So on Friday it'll be Caroline Rose, and then on Saturday it's a number of folks, starting with the winners of the Maine Academy of Modern Music. Rest Assured is the name of that band. They'll be playing first, so that'll be neat, having it's a kid band, which is neat. And then we'll have the Secret Sisters and Kishibashi, who's toured with us a bunch in the past, will also be joining us.
Now, is there any chance we'll see an appearance from the Wheel of Songs?
Friday night, we're doing something like that, but it'll be actually... So, there's a weird tradition that happened, because at the end of one of our songs, we had it's this big cacophonous ending and then fades into just a ping pong ball being hit back and forth. And if you listen on headphones, it goes left to right. So people throw ping pong balls at us at the end of that song. I'm like, well, why don't we do that as like a song request thing? We'll just give everybody ping pong balls to write their song request on. We'll throw them at us and we'll pick up one and play that song. So I think there'll be a large portion of the set where we basically will be somehow getting ping pong balls from fans and playing whatever song we grab.
I love it. We're talking with Adam Gardner of Guster, the On the Ocean Festival this weekend in Portland and thereabouts. We'll have tickets for you too, a chance to win those coming up tomorrow here on the program. Now, among the many cool things you've got going on for this festival, how about this? You guys get your own beer from Mast Landing Brewing.
Yeah, that was a really cool thing that happened very naturally and very quickly. It's amazing. It's just a few weeks ago that I happened to meet the founder and president of the company, and turns out that they like Guster, and I love Mast Landing. It's my favorite beers. I just discovered it a little before bumping into them. And so very quickly it turned into a conversation about how can we collaborate, what can we do? They already knew about Guster on the Ocean weekend. So it must be great. And so it was great. And just before leaving on tour that I'm on now, we actually went and helped brew the beer and got a nice tour of the facility. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be having a can release Saturday at Mast Landing Brewery, I believe at noon.
Now, part of the weekend, too, you guys will be giving back to the community, led by the organization that you and your wife started. Can you talk a little bit about Reverb?
Yeah. So And my wife and I started Reverb in 2004 as a nonprofit to basically take advantage of the music community and the industry and the reach and influence that musicians have with their fans and do something positive with it. So it's really the point of it is to engage music fans everywhere to participate in tackling today's biggest environmental and social issues. And we do it at the concerts and we make it fun. So at Thompson's Point, we'll actually have a Reverb Eco Village there. And we actually have a program happening all summer at Thompson's Point at other concerts as well, but we'll have a larger village there with local nonprofit organizations and national programs and free water and reusable water bottles and a number of things going on at the show. And we'll also be hosting a service project in town that day. And we're partnering with Portland Trails to do that. So we'll have Guster fans helping clean and maintain some of the trail system. And then we'll head over to the Mass Landing for the can release, and Auto Pizza is going to provide pizza for the volunteers of the service project as well.
You talked about how long you guys have been together. I mean, you started back at Tufts when you were all in college. Is it because you're nicer guys than other bands, smarter guys? Is it because you live separately? You know, you're not always with each other. What's enabled you to stay together for so long and not only seem to keep having fun, but keep making great music?
It's a minor miracle for a band to stay together this long. It's just, you know, the typical ending of most bands is because of they can't get along or they can't agree artistically. You know, artistic differences is kind of the typical answer to why a band breaks up. I just think we're really lucky. We, just like any long-term relationship, I think it's just like we're able to allow each other to grow and to change, and that's true musically and personally. And I think, but honestly, I think the thing that keeps us going is that we still feel like we're getting better musically. We still feel like we have more to say, more to write, and that we're actually improving what we're doing.
Well, those of us who love the music will get to hear that very soon. I saw a picture on social media. You guys were mastering a brand new album. What's it going to be called, and when will it be out?
So we're still working on the name. There are a few kicking around, but we haven't settled on one yet. But we'll be releasing some songs actually over the weekend. So there will be some exposure to the music. I'll just say that. But obviously, there's some things that we have up our sleeves for the weekend for our fans that will be surprises. Some will be related to new music. That also, we will be releasing a couple songs on Spotify soon, and then a few more before we release early next year. So there'll be a few songs kicking around on Spotify and streaming services like it before the official release that happens early next year.
The last time I saw you guys was up here in Bangor when you were touring with Ben Folds and Bare Naked Ladies, and you guys did a great acoustic set for the people out in the lawn seats and the cheap seats, and you're known for doing those kind of things and performing sometimes in unusual venues. Now, I know you've done a show in a storm situation next to a dumpster. Is that the strangest place you guys have ever performed?
Probably not. We refer to these things as dumpster sets, and we've been known to do a few of them where we'll, an hour before we play or 20 minutes before we play, we'll send coordinates out on Twitter and be like, dumpster set, 11 a.m., or, you know, whatever it is. And we'll just try to find a weird alley with a dumpster and see if people can find us. Kind of like geocaching for Gus. So definitely if you're going to this or you're going to be around and you're interested in being part of the weekend, definitely stay tuned on our social media because there will be some last-minute surprise stuff happening.
You guys have always had such a great relationship with your fans. Does that give you the freedom to do some things that maybe other bands couldn't do, to take some chances?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Yes, definitely. I think that's true. But I don't know if you're talking about creatively or not, but that's always an interesting conversation about you know, someone said, actually it was Ed from Branky Lee, said, the only thing worse than selling out to the man is selling out to the boy. And I think what he meant by that is, like, obviously you don't want the label to dictate what you're doing creatively, but you also don't necessarily want your fans to dictate what you're doing creatively either. And I think we've been really lucky in that our fans have, because every time we make a record, we really change it up quite a bit. And this new record is really different, quite a departure. And each song is pretty different from each other too. And while we try not to think about anything other than what pleases us and what we think is an important statement. And that's it. Like, we don't think about really the outside world at all. Because, again, back to your initial question, like, what keeps us together is that we're happy about the music we're making. And I think if we weren't, or felt like we were doing something for any other reason than satisfying our creative needs, we would feel badly and probably it wouldn't go well. And because you have to live with it, you have to play it for the rest of the,
right.
You know, not just, you know, for the rest of your career. So for us, it's really important to have that freedom. And it is nice to know that we can do wacky things creatively. And we definitely have on this record, really pushed further than we typically ever have. And not have to worry, because even if our fans weren't open to it, we would still do it. But the fact that we know that our fans will listen to it, and have kind of, the ones that have stayed with us from, you know, over the years through all the different permutations of our music, I'm not worried about them this time. I think they at this point know to expect something different and strange.
Well, we're looking forward to a great weekend. It all gets underway on Friday, the On the Ocean Festival. Find out more information on the Guster website. There's a Facebook page for the festival itself. We just need great weather, and it's going to be a memorable weekend. Adam, thank you so much for making time for us today.
Yeah, thank you. And really looking forward to the highlight of the summer for me this weekend.
It's Adam Gardner of Guster. And the big weekend coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, a state theater concert in Portland by Guster. Saturday, out on the waterfront at Thompson's Point with a number of musicians, as Adam mentioned. Sunday, they take in a Sea Dogs game, and you can be with them for that. And just a whole lot of cool things going on through the course of the weekend. We'll give you a chance to see the Saturday show at Thompson's Point. We've got a pair of passes that we'll be giving away tomorrow, so you want to be listening tomorrow afternoon, and check out our Facebook page as well tomorrow and Wednesday for a second opportunity for you to get passes to see Guster's On the Ocean Festival going on this weekend down in the Portland area.